Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95 BFM Breakfast.
Good morning, Latia.
Good morning, good morning.
How's it going?
Going good. I feel like these short, like, when there's like a public holiday in the middle of the week, it always like seems me in a spin because I think it's Saturday or something today.
Yeah, it's so hard to tell what day of the week it is. It's like, oh man.
No,
yeah.
Back at work, but it's all good.
Yeah, sweet. Now, what have you got for us? What recommended viewing do you have for this weekend, Latia?
Well, I went to the movies this week with my friend and we saw Baby Girl, which I have been itching to see since I saw the trailer drop last year. For those that don't know, it's a new film by Helena Rein, who is, I think, a Danish director. She did Bodies, 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 which is also really, really great. And it stars Nicole Kidman and Harris Dickinson. And Nicole is in her very perfectly cast role for her as a high-powered CEO of like a tech company, sort of Amazon-esque thing, who begins a torrid affair with her younger hot intern, played by Harris Dickinson. And it's about these kind of power dynamics, sexual dynamics, gender dynamics, but her kind of learning to, I guess, surrender to the inner beast within her and her desires outside her very, I think, perfectly kind of curated life and marriage and children and family and all of that. But of course, you know, being the CEO, having this secretive affair with this intern, it gets the stakes raised, it gets dangerous, and then I won't ruin it. But yeah, it's a kind of exciting little, I wouldn't say it's exactly an erotic thriller, like I would put something like Basic Instinct in that category, but it's definitely sort of like a sexy drama with a little bit of edge.
How's it paced? Is it?
It's very well paced. I mean, it gets into it very quickly. Like it starts, how should I say it starts? Basically, it starts with her dissatisfaction with her current life, sex life, with her husband, Antonio Banderas, which is a thing that the film, I don't believe in the film that Antonio Banderas can't please his wife. That's what the film sets it up to be. And we get very quickly into her kind of what she's giving as kind of like a front and then what's going on behind the scenes, and very quickly meets Harrison's character. And yeah, it kind of unfolds and escalates very sharply. And it is quite, yeah, it's sexy. It's not gratuitous in any way, but it is, some parts are quite, I think, quite amusing, particularly when I love watching Nicole Kidman in this sort of intense underground rave in New York City. She's just sort of letting loose. The scene kind of comes out of nowhere, but it's quite fun. There's some great music choices in there. There's obviously like the viral clip of Harris Dickinson dancing to George Michael's Father Figure, which is really hot. And then there's like some kind of early, like mid-2000s bops in there as well. I do think it is quite, it is almost like a comedy of manners. Like it is quite funny and quite darkly comedic. And I think Nicole Kidman just being sort of so beautiful, kind of ice queen perfect, being all stressed and neurotic is my favourite role that she can just play time and time again, and I'll eat it up every time. But it's a fun film. I think it's definitely worth seeing. I think I just take it for what it is. I don't necessarily think it explores some of the themes more critically that it thinks it might be exploring. I think if you just kind of go, okay, this is just like a fun little romp, yeah, it's really enjoyable. And I for one, I really liked it. And it's a little bit, you know, sexy and cute as well.
Mm. There's been a bit of buzz surrounding the film. Would you say it is pretty accurate and it is deserving of the buzz?
I think, like, definitely performance-wise, I think Nicole, I mean, she can play this role. She's very good at these types of roles. I think Harris Dickinson he's a really crafty actor. He's quite slippery. Like, you're very sort of enthralled by him and fall for him, but he's also can be quite kind of cloak and dagger, and I think he's a really great actor. The direction is it's very well directed, and I think the sound is very impressive. So I definitely think, you know, the awards hype around the performances are deserved, but I do think billing it as, like, an erotic thriller, I think it's sort of, I wouldn't say it's sort of in the same kind of echelon as something like, you know, Basic Instinct or those types of films. It's definitely, I think maybe it's been marketed not quite what it is, but I definitely think it's worth seeing, and there's some sort of unexpected twists and turns, and it doesn't fall into cliche too hard, which I think is always tricky for films like this, because it is sort of a playbook that it could follow, but it sort of does something a little bit different. It's a little bit more like, there's a film called Secretary that came out like in the early 2000s with Maggie Gyllenhaal. It's sort of more, a little bit more in that vein, and that film's really, really good. But yeah, Baby Girl is fun. I think, you know, it's a fun watch, and if you're looking for something at the movies, it's not, I don't know, Sonic the Hedgehog or whatever, then go for that.
Excellent. Hey, Latia, thank you so much for the review this morning. We were talking Baby Girl in cinemas now.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, you have a magic weekend. We'll check in with you next week.
You too. See you next week.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.